everyone. Thanks, as always, for coming back. Firstly, always, thank you for all the comments on my previous batch of stories. I got some really great feedback about the second part of the train story, so if anybody thinks that should be extended, or maybe I've got some other stories that need to get second parts recorded for them, just let me know. Anyway, this story, I am once again going to step outside my comfort zone and try something new. So I'm saying this as a little warning. If this kind of story isn't your thing, you might want to check out one of my other ones. I try to do a fairly wide range of stuff so that there's something for everybody, because I realize that not everyone's into everything. Anyway, this story is the first one where it involves more than one girl at one time. So, yeah, if that's not your thing, maybe check out something else. But if you're curious, please listen on. Anyway, this story is for Sherry. She has been a great inspiration with this story and other stories as well. So thank you, Sherry, and everybody else. I really hope you guys enjoy this, and you'll have to let me know if this is the kind of thing I should do more of. Okay, then. As I walk through the door, I look around at our house and am a little surprised, because almost always the very first thing that happens when I come home from work is you're there to greet me. You're often in the kitchen making dinner, or you'll be doing something else, but you'll be there to give me a hug and a kiss. And to tell you the truth, that is certainly the highlight of my day. Coming home from work and seeing you surely makes any stress or any unfortunate events that have happened at work completely melt from my mind. But today, you're not there. A little puzzling, perhaps, but I decide to see what you're up to. And as I start walking towards the kitchen, suddenly you appear out of the hallway, and I kind of stop and catch my breath, because you look like you've just got out of the shower. I'm assuming you have. Your hair is wet, and your skin is glowing, and you're wearing this beautiful long pink satin robe, and I can only imagine what else underneath, if anything, that is. I smile at you, and you come swishing across the floor and wrap your arms around me. We share a long, passionate kiss. Now, it's at this point I notice you have this long red silk scarf in your hand. And as you welcome me home, you say, "I've got a surprise for you." Well, judging by the way you're dressed, I'm going to like this surprise. However, you walk around behind me and take the scarf, wrapping it a couple of times around my head, over my eyes so I can't see, and then tie it gently behind my head. Now I'm properly blindfolded. You take me by the hand and then lead me through the house. Now, I know this house fairly well, so I'm not too worried about tripping over anything. And I can tell by the way you're leading me, we end up in our bedroom. Now, I've we've played with scarves and things like that before, so I have a rough idea of what's going to happen next, and I always love this kind of thing. The blindfold is kind of new. We've tied each other up with scarves and things like that, but this blindfold is a new trick, but one I kind of like, I must admit. You pull me to the bed, and as I feel it, I kind of flop down, partly because I sense that's what you want, partly because I'm quite tired from the long day. And I feel you flop down next to me. And then I feel another scarf being wrapped around first my left wrist, then my right wrist, and tied up to the bedhead. Yes, this is a very familiar feeling indeed. I think I know what's coming next. You lean in and start kissing me. And I kiss you back. Wishing I could be running my fingers through your hair now, down your back, but that will wait. I just lie there and enjoy the soft feel of your lips on mine. Presently you break the kiss and begin to unbutton my shirt and undo my belt. My shirt's now hanging open, but it's still kind of on my shoulders because my arms are tied to the bedhead. And then I feel something being tied around my ankles, and I realize from the feel of it, it's the cord from your nightgown. Oh, that's just torture, because now I know that either you're not wearing it anymore, but I can still feel it against my leg, so I'm assuming you are wearing it, but it must be just hanging open. Oh, I need to see this. Anyway, fairly soon I feel my legs being gently restrained against the foot of the bed, so I'm kind of helpless now. But I don't mind. I know from experience what's coming next. My pants are now down, kind of around my ankles, and I know there must be a huge bulge in my boxers. I'm incredibly hard. I feel your hand resting on the front of my boxers instead of just gently massaging my cock through them. And then slowly you start to work my boxers down around my thighs and down to my knees as well. You wrap your hand around my cock and give it a few light squeezes and rubs. Then let it go, and running your fingers up my chest, you start to kiss me again. You have magic lips. It never ceases to amaze me what you can do with your lips. As you are kissing me now more passionately, your tongue begins to work its way into my mouth, and I return the favor, massaging your tongue with mine, moaning softly. And then, I can feel a mouth on my cock, a soft, warm, a soft, warm, wet mouth, but your mouth is still on my lips. Oh my God. Oh, there's someone else here. Oh, is this what you meant by a surprise? But I didn't see this coming. Oh, I want to ask a question. I want to ask who it is. I want to find out what's going on, but your mouth is still pressed to mine. Oh, I can just moan into your mouth. Oh. Oh, your head starts to sort of move from side to side, kissing my mouth, but never quite giving me enough headspace to actually ask any questions. And the mouth of my cock. Is just doing wonders. Whoever that is, they have soft, sexy lips. And they are a wizard with their tongue. Then I feel your hands. I guess they're your hands. Running up and down my sides, over my chest. And then I feel two more hands start to work their way up and down my thighs. Oh, God. Oh, who could it be? Oh, who is it? Oh. The other hands. Wrapping their fingers around my cock as the other woman is sucking me. This is just incredible. Side of me, and all four of your hands are on my cock. And listening carefully, I can hear the sounds of kissing. You must be kissing each other. Jacking me off. I struggle to regain control. I don't want to come just yet. Oh, this feels too good. I want to enjoy this for longer. Slowly once more. Kissing you both. Once again, both of you sit up. And you both climb over me, so you're both straddling me. In my aroused state, and with the blindfold, I think I still know who each of you are, but I can't be sure. And then, simultaneously, I feel pussy lips slightly sinking down onto my mouth, and at the same time, I feel another pair of pussy lips brushing against the head of my cock. I think it's you on my cock. You slide down, impaling yourself. My rock hard cock. It disappears all the way inside you. And you just sit there on top of me for a few seconds, just flexing your pussy muscles, squeezing, rocking your hips back and forth on me. I start to lick and suck and kiss the pussy that's on my face now. Oh, I can smell her. She doesn't smell quite like you. I know it's not you on my face. It has to be you on my pussy. I mean, your pussy on my cock. Oh, God, I can't even think straight. I work my tongue in as far as I can, deep into her pussy. I want my hands to be free so I can run my hands all over it, squeezing her breasts, massaging her ass. I start to buck my hips, thrusting into you. I can't feel any hands on me at all. I guess your hands must be on each other. I feel you start to rock up and down. And then I feel a hand kind of on my thigh and on your ass at the same time. And another one on your clit. I know they're not yours because I can feel your hands now down on her clit. Gently brushing against my chin. As her pussy lips are pressed against my lips and my tongue is parting her lips. This is too much. Once my hands are free, the silk blindfold and take it off my head. Oh, I can't see much. My eyes quickly become accustomed to light once again. All I can see is her tummy as it's resting over my eyes and her pussy in my mouth. Oh, I smack my hands down on her ass and squeeze, pulling her tightly into my face. You're starting to buck on my cock now. And then I feel you lift up. She must pull her down beside you because she suddenly flops off my face and down to the bed beside you. And I roll over onto my side and get my first look at the two of you. And instantly, I recognize the other girl. She's a friend of yours. Oh, I've met her a few times. And I've always thought how gorgeous she was, but I've kind of wondered even what would happen between us if I wasn't with you, but it's just an idle thought because I'm with you and I'm so happy, but now, oh, I'm experiencing her too. You're both lying on the bed now, beside each other, in each other's arms, kissing and gently fingering each other, moaning, oh, grinding your hips against each other. You take your lips from hers and look over her shoulder to me and smile at me and say, "Surprise, baby." Oh, I look back and say, "Thank you, baby. It's the best surprise ever." And then moving up behind her, because she's facing away from me, and you're facing her, and kissing and cuddling her, I move my body up behind her, pull you both into my arms, lean down, and whisper in her ear, "Thank you to you too." She just giggles and turns her face towards me and says, "I've been waiting for this for a long time. Oh." And with that, she turns back to me and kisses me. Breaks the kiss shortly and says, "Now I want to feel you inside me. Oh, God. And you're licking her pussy and she's licking yours. Occasionally you stop and just lick my balls and then go back to licking her pussy. Oh, God. Oh, she feels so good. I'm so close. But you reach up and take my cock in your hand and say, oh, I want you to come inside me. Oh. So I slide out of her. She kind of groans a little bit, takes her face from your pussy and climbs off you. And you lie down on the bed, pull me over so I'm snuggled up behind you, and you turn her around so now she's facing the same way we are. Pull her into your arms. Oh, your hands find each other's pussies. Lift up your top leg a little bit and you drape it over her. I slide my cock into you from behind. I'm kissing your neck and one arm is draped over you both and fingering her pussy. You're both groaning fiercely and feverishly. You're squeezing, clamping down your pussy on my cock. Oh, God. I'm not going to last long. I'm going to come deep inside you. You feel so good. Oh, my cock. Oh, God. I'm coming inside you. Oh, you're coming with me. She's coming. I can feel it. Disentangle ourselves and we climb up to where the pillows are on the bed and I sort of flop down and you climb over me and she flops down the other side so you're on each side of me and I put my arms around you both and pull you close. You both lean in and kiss me at the same time. Done yet, because there are so many more things we can try. So you get a wicked look in your eye and say, baby, let us tell you about what her and I got up to. before you came home. Oh, I can't wait. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that. Sherry, I hope that was to your liking. And if you guys think we'd like to hear more of this kind of stuff, or you have any other ideas how I can try something new, please feel free to let me know. And yeah, don't forget to if you want to know anything about me or anything like that, check out my profile. There's a bit of interesting stuff on there about me, so hope to hear from you all soon.